If your number one why for your business is, I just want to make money to have a lot of money and have freedom, I'm not saying that's a bad goal, but your core driving force should be serving your customers and figuring out how to be the best at serving your customers in the problem that you solve. And I promise you, if you can do that, you will see so much success. You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 615. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you guys have had an amazing week kicking off March. The weather here in Austin is so funny. Like, literally one day it's 90 degrees Fahrenheit outside, and then in like 2 days, it'll be like 65 as the high. So at this time of year, we have all the seasons all within 1 week here in Austin. I just came home from snowboarding in Park City. I had to get my days in. For those of you guys who have followed me for a little while, you know, snowboarding is one of my favorite things. And it wasn't until last year that I really committed. I got 11 days in last year and 9 this year. And so I basically buy a season pass to make sure that I get my days in because I love it so much. And you really definitely have to make an effort if you don't live in the mountains. So I don't know if I'll be able to go again. I've had a lot of other travel happening between this season. And so I think that that might be it, unless I get some April snowboarding in, which is always iffy on the snow. So anyways, I am back-ish from my 30 days. Today I had some one-on-one check-ins with my 3 direct reports. I have not had a check-in, a one-on-one meeting in 30 plus days. So it was good to see them. But I'm going to do a whole recap on the 30 days. So I'm not going to tell you guys too much, but there's a lot of things that I'm not actually coming back to. So it doesn't really feel hard to come back because I'm like, oh, this is just my new normal, kind of what I was experiencing in the 30 days. And I'm not back on social media yet. I have a couple more things that I want to do. And one of them is my 12-hour walk, which I haven't gotten to do yet. And so I want to do these things before I come back onto social media. So, all right. Today's podcast episode is the 3 2024 marketing golden rules. I have just been feeling like people need a reminder around what's really important right now. I haven't been on social media, so I feel like my consumption is very low on the overall messaging out there today and fear around the economy, but I know that there's a lot out there that's really pushing business owners to feel afraid. And I feel like when that happens, we sometimes get distracted from what's important. And there's a lot of businesses and marketers out there who thrive off of fear and making you guys feel afraid or like you're not doing enough or you're falling behind or you're going to fail. And I mean, not even just marketing and business, like that is a oftentimes motivator that people use. We see this all the time in the news and the media is fear and getting people to make decisions or take action or base their thoughts from a place of fear. And I think that we don't want to be in a place where we're ignoring reality. We also don't have to be in a place where we're operating from fear because we don't know what the future holds. So what is the point in operating from fear when we can't even predict or know what we're afraid of is going to happen that way or not? But also then there's the reality, like, so you have two sides where there's people who are so afraid and they're being so conservative and they are like really trying to prepare for everything and be really careful with the economy and kind of operate from that place of scarcity. Then you have the whole other side that's like ignoring everything. I don't really care, you know, plug my ears. And as usual, I think there's a place in the middle. With that said, I think sometimes when we get into a place where we are hearing a lot of scare tactics and fear, we sometimes forget the basics and we sometimes forget what is really, really important. And so that's what my intention is behind this podcast episode, is bring you back to what is important this year in marketing. And as usual, there are things that I think are really important that have always been important, but I think that they are even more important right now because of the current state that we're in. So when the economy is not in the best place, which that is a reality, I am seeing all over people experiencing layoffs, struggling in the economy, struggling with business growth, and people are more hesitant. I think as a collective, the America is not sure what's going to happen this year with the election and the different fear-based scenarios that have been put out there. And so therefore, people are just a little bit more hesitant to make big decisions and to make spending decisions. Now, that doesn't mean that you're doomed and you can't be successful. It just means you have to step into this reality and say, okay, based on this, how can I still create success in my business? What do I need to shift? What do I need to change? What do I need to adapt? How can I stay connected to my ideal customer so that I'm still successful? And I have a long list of evidence of clients, my own business, and people that are still experiencing growth and massive success right now. But I can also find a list of people that I know who are not experiencing that. So what is different between those two groups of people? And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, is the golden rules for marketing this year. And these are things that are always important in marketing, but are even more important this year and are what we are incorporating into our services, into our process, into my own marketing for a reason. Okay. So the first 2024 marketing golden rule is your offer is king. And I think this is the most important thing that you can look at right now. And I've been talking a lot about this. We even launched an entire offer called Emerge around creating and selling an irresistible offer. When buyer hesitancy goes up and people are more hesitant to make buying decisions, to commit to a product, a service, how do we counter that? Well, we bring more confidence to that decision. We bring more confidence that this product, this service is going to 100% solve their problem or fulfill a desire that they have. And so if you haven't really sat down and looked at your offer in a while, let's say you've been trying to sell the same one for years, or you've been trying to sell an offer that hasn't sold and it's not selling, or you're lacking clarity on it, then it might be time to look at that, because successful marketing happens as a byproduct of a really freaking good offer. And there's a lot that goes into that. You can go back a couple of weeks on my podcast. I actually laid out how to create an irresistible offer. It's very intentional. And one thing, as I was building out Emerge and as I was talking about the importance of an irresistible offer, that I realized, because at the same time, I have been listening to Elon Musk's biography on Audible. So good, you guys. I have a huge list of takeaways. I think I'm going to have to do a two-part podcast on it soon. I have to finish it first. And one thing that really stood out to me was all of these like super successful entrepreneurs, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Steve Jobs. If you look at them, where do they put the most amount of their effort and their energy? First, it's their product. Every single time, that's where they start, is creating an innovative and incredible product and experience for their customer. Obviously, these are extreme examples because they're literally inventing things that were not previously possible or even a part of our reality. You don't have to go that far in your offer and inventing something new. But my point being, the effort and energy that needs to go into your offer is really important. And you can't shortcut or find a loophole to having a successful business if you don't address this. Like maybe you can temporarily, but even then I would argue that in today's current climate, it's not possible. So marketing golden rule number one is your offer is king. Your offer matters in your marketing. I see this scenario play out a lot with entrepreneurs where they have this desire to create a business that gives them freedom and makes them money. And while that's, yes, so great, like I have that why too, and that those values and like that drives my business, that's actually not my number one driving force. The number one driving force in my business is making an impact and serving our customers. And I start with that. And then the byproduct of that equals sales, which the byproduct of that equals revenue, which equals freedom, which equals living the life of my dreams. But if your number one why for your business is, I just want to make money to have a lot of money and have freedom, I'm not saying that's a bad goal. That is absolutely a fine thing to go after and make a ton of money. But your core driving force should be serving your customers and figuring out how to be the best at serving your customers in the problem that you solve. And I promise you, if you can do that, you will see so much success. And one thing I've noticed is as we have been working with our clients in the last several months, we have continually increased the amount of support and advice and strategy around their offer. Even successful business owners who come to work with us, it's like, okay, but we haven't looked at this offer in a while to make it the most competitive and the highest chance for success. Let's add this bonus or let's shift this. Let's make it easier. Let's make it so they can get to the result faster. So the offer is everything. If you want to explore working with us in the sense of creating an irresistible offer and selling it, if you go to helpmystrategy.com, we will be able to chat with you about that and put you in our Emerge offer. That's marketing golden rule number one. And also, if you haven't listened to my podcast where I broke down how to create an irresistible offer, I would definitely go back and listen to that. Number two, golden rule, authentic messaging is the only way. I've definitely talked about this in the last few weeks to month. I think I had one specific podcast about this, but we are in a time where I feel like online, more and more people are feeling and becoming in tune with the fake authenticity, the too good to be true, the let me try to fit in this box and sound like this person because they were successful, but this isn't really who I am. And there's a word that's thrown around all the time. Right now, I feel like it's kind of a buzzword, which is magnetic. And to me, magnetic means people are attracted to you. They're attracted to your message. They're attracted to your brand. They're attracted to what you, the content that you put out, the impact that you're having, and they are inspired by it. They either want to have what you've created, or they have a belief in themselves when they hear you or they see you or they consume your content. How do you create magnetic marketing and magnetic content? The only way to do that is by being fully authentic. And in order to do that, you have to be very, very clear on your own and your brand's values. I think authenticity comes from operating within your values and within what you stand for, which therefore will make you different than other people in your industry, which is a good thing. If you try to stay like vanilla and appease everybody and fit in a box where you're like not gonna offend anybody, or you're going to make everybody like you, and so therefore, you know, you'll be successful like you saw somebody else do, it's not going to work. Authentic messaging is the only way. And this shows up everywhere. This shows up in your content. This shows up in what your webinar topic is. This is your sales page. This is everything. And I think at the root of it, it starts with values. So a piece of homework for you is if you're not clear on your values personally and your company's values, which probably have some crossover, I would get clear on those. And then I would ask yourself, am I operating within full alignment of these values? Because that's how you stand out, right? And we're not here to make everybody happy and to appease everybody. We're here to stand out. We are here to really make a difference, which requires us to be different. It requires us to step into innovation and creativity and leveraging our experience and the things we believe to support our audience. Now, I'm not saying, oh, you have to go get political. Of course, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying, what are your values? What are your values? What are your company's values? And how can you jump a couple of layers deeper in your messaging and bring these forward? And how can you also take a step back and say, are we and am I operating within my values right now? Would somebody be clear what my values were if they consumed a little bit of my content and they stumbled across my brand? Or do I just sound like everybody else out there? So thinking through that and asking yourself how you can take it a couple of layers deeper. Your messaging shows up everywhere. Your messaging is your content. It's your topic, your lead gen, it's on your sales page, it's your emails, it's your Instagram, it's your podcast, it's everything. Messaging is infused everywhere and it probably can always and will always need to be improved. So that's somewhere to look. And specifically this year, the way that you stand out when people are more hesitant and there's more saturation is you dig deeper and you get louder. You get more specific, you get clearer. You get stronger within your messaging, and then you're still successful. Okay, the third golden rule, I have three for you. So the third one is play the long game. This is really important to not lose sight of right now. If you are in a situation where you feel like your business is not where you want it to be, or you are picking up on the fear and the overall uncertainty that the economy is right now, I want you to remember that this is a season. We will come out of this. However long it takes, whatever it looks like, we will come out and have a successful economy again. And also, you can be absolutely successful today. And I'm not just saying this. I mean, I've had some of my best months in business in the last 3 to 6 months. But it's taken intentional effort and following these golden rules. But it's really important that in these moments, you don't make rash decisions based off of fear. So what that could look like is you saying, well, I'm just going to cut all my marketing budget, or I'm just going to stop growing my list right now because I don't know what's going to happen and I don't want to invest, or I'm going to pull back on my social media, whatever it is. And if you make a decision that's based off of a future unknown, that's not even real, it hasn't even come true yet, that's not a good decision. What you have to realize is in the times of lesser economic strength where we are right now, it's really important to be making decisions for your business that will help you in a year. So what are those decisions? Well, staying consistent, continuing to grow an audience, continuing to put out quality content, making consistency the goal, growing your list. You will never regret growing your list with leads, ever. I believe that so strongly because no matter what happens now, in a year from now, in 5 years from now, your list is an asset to your business that you can always sell to. You can always connect with them. You can always create an offer that serves them and therefore make money. If you don't have a list, that's a very vulnerable place to be. So consistently growing your list, not just in the immediate sense, not just for the immediate sense and for the immediate initial sales, but also for the long term. I talk about this a lot. Everything we do in marketing is a delayed reaction. So what we do today, while yes, we should see some instant kind of success and momentum from it, we're going to see even more success and momentum in the next 3 to 6 months. Because it takes time to build relationships. It takes time to build connection. So you need to have a marketing strategy that is bringing you initial sales to make sure you're profitable. That should be a goal. And also is pouring into your future, which means growing your audience, growing your list, and therefore generating sales. So making sure that in this moment, you don't make a rash decision based off of somebody else's fear-mongering that isn't going to help your business in the long game. This is a season, right? This year is a season. Every year is a season, right? And so nothing is permanent. Nothing is forever. We need to adapt to the current season, and we also need to pick our heads up and look farther ahead than the next 3 months or the next month. And I think it's a very immature business owner who can only make decisions based off the next 30 days. It's a very reactive place to be. If you pick your head up and you start looking into the future, you start realizing, oh, now I understand the value of growing my list. Now I understand why I need to show up every single week on social media, or I need to post a podcast every week. I might not see a massive increase in downloads in my podcast in that first 30 days, but I'm playing a longer game. Or I'm going to grow my list consistently every single day for 30 days, for 90 days, and then I'm going to create an experience for that list. I'm going to live launch. There's always a way to capitalize on an audience and on leads. This is part of where my saying marketing always works. It's just a matter of when it comes from, because if you grow the audience and you grow the leads, all you have to do is master the offer and you will make sales. Sometimes that takes time for refinement, but every single time it does work because people have needs, people have desires. So it's around getting those puzzle pieces to fit and work together, which for some takes longer than others. But the important piece is that you're playing the long game and you're consistently seeing that growth in your audience with your leads. And also this could look like prepping for a bigger live launch where you need to grow your list beforehand. And then you build that list and you have that live launch and now you have 500 leads to launch to, right? We can't only make decisions based off of instant gratification or based off of the next 30 days. That's survival mode. That's reactive decision making. That will not result in growth. Okay. So, 2024 three marketing golden rules. Your offer is king. Authentic messaging is the only way, and you've got to play that long game. And then I'll just say, stay in your lane, build. Focus on your business. Don't let the noise outside about what you should be doing, what you're not doing, how you're falling behind, how this is bad, this is good, blah, blah, blah. Don't let that taint anything that you do in your business. Come back to yourself. Come back to what you know is true. Come back to your connection to your audience, to your leads, and you will always be successful. I just see any time that we have something happening in the economy or with your audience or whatever as an opportunity to be like, all right, where do we refine? Where do we step it up? And how do we still create success? Because what if success wasn't an option? What if it was a requirement? What if you had no option but to be successful, whatever that means to you? What would you do differently if you were looking at it that way? All right, my friends. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast episode, and I will talk to you all next week. Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.